Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. And if you missed the doubleheader of the Joels today, I recommend getting those on ClevelandBrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app, which is a new update has been issued. It is firing on all cylinders. It's my favorite app on my phone. And call me a homer if you want, but I love it. The Grounds app, and you can get
nicely done too.
This show broken up into segments, and I'd recommend checking out both Joel Bitonio and Joel Corey here today.
We're going to have a video piece put together. Andy Hecht, our director of content and production, informed us during the show that a video piece is going to be kind of created off of the Joel Bitonio interview, because he had a lot of interesting stuff to say. And I got to tell you, in my career of covering this game, my many years around the NFL, the best interviews almost always are the offensive linemen. They'll give you the most stuff. They give you the best insight. They're seeing the game. I always call it the inside-out factor. They see the game from the inside out, and they see more. And the perimeter people, the so-called skill people, the ones who are either even quarterbacks, it's a given. They're going to give you more thought and whatever for the most part. But a lot of times they get so polished that they just give you protected answers. Wide receivers, running backs, you know, the perimeter people further from the ball, it doesn't tend to be as interesting in terms of what you get from an interview perspective as O-lineman. They're just great.
He was great. I like it. I can't wait for him. As I told him on Twitter, he's got to go quad meet next time he goes to Chipotle. I'm looking for a report on that.
Quad meat.
You got to go quad meat, man. Yeah, quad meat will make their – when you first go in there and order the quad meat at Chipotle, you get quite a look when you're like, no. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, double meat and then double to double. It's a lot of meat.
It really is.
I got to get my G's
of meat. Because I know you to be a healthy eater. Generally.
I am.
Not
chicken,
healthy in terms
chicken.
Of not only an amount, but what you put in your body. You're pretty picky. When we go through
I'm
that
particular.
Cafe, yeah, you're particular. You're not grabbing the stuff that is so-called in the unhealthy. And, in fact, you complain. Yeah, I don't think that stuff was looking too healthy today. You know,
yeah,
you'll
I
say
try
that,
to make sure. So. Well, listen, if you're going all chicken breasts, you know, for the G's of P, and then I always go with the brown rice. I get the beans. I get the lettuce. I get no cheese, no sour cream, none of that stuff.
Okay.
So very light on the rice, but you got to get some carbs in there. You get your lettuce. I get the
corn. Big on the filler.
The hot salsa. You know, got to have the hot salsa.
He sounded big on the fillers, though.
He did. Did you hear him? Double rice?
Yeah, double rice.
I was going to say, listen, why don't you go half rice, quad meat, and now we're cooking with gas.
Quad. I think we got a new nickname for you. Quad meat.
In the words of the great Andy Hecht, who we all know is quite jacked. He says you got to stay lean and on the scene. Quad meat. Hashtag quad meat.
Quad meat. Nice. Nice. Really nice. We are going to, of course, have the Friday forecast at the bottom of the hour. Da Kid is going to join us for that, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, any tweets you want to sort through here?
I'll tell you what, just resounding no's in terms of should the Browns go get
Jimmy Graham
for two first round picks. No. And there's also a big sense of panic developing on my Twitter timeline over the fact that Darrell Washington, has now admitted that his year-long suspension was for marijuana.
Yeah.
So there is now a sense of panic setting in amongst Browns fans. So
yeah, no, understandably so, because that's reportedly what we're dealing with Josh Gordon, or what he's dealing with, and again reportedly in the strike three portion of the league substance abuse program. So all of those things add up in a negative way. But I don't think, I've resolved myself that this is going to be that this is going to be a long-term thing if and when it happens. You try to do the prepare or hope for the best, prepare for the worst. So I've been preparing for the worst from that standpoint.
I am too, but I'm not. I don't want it.
Nobody
fit into my optimistic viewpoint.
Right, but I even sense even you have had that sense of reality. From that day that was announced and going forward, even you have allowed yourself to face the reality of this and look at it in the broader sense, which is what this coaching staff has to do, what Ray Farmer and their staff has to do, is figure out what your plan is around that and how that's going to come together. We don't know. I mean, I like some of the moves they've made with the receivers. Still a lot of questions to ask. And when we brought this up with Joel Corey from National Football Post, you know, he brought up Miles Austin's name as someone that hopefully we'll get to see and figure out if he can be a component that at least helps close the gap. That gap, the gap between no Josh and Josh is huge. It never gets closed.
It's like the Grand Canyon.
Can you get halfway there? Can you get halfway across the canyon?
Build a bridge.
Can you build a little bit of a bridge?
Build a bridge. All right, we're building a bridge to the weekend when the Friday forecast with regular friend of the show, forecasting aficionado, the Kid, joins us right after this.
It don't matter what plans I got.